With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The writer Jonathan Kozel has been obsessed with the problem of illiteracy since his days as a substitute teacher in the poor neighborhoods of Boston.
Everything that Jefferson dreamed of when he spoke of the informed consent of the governed goes by the board when we realize that a third of the adults in America can't read a newspaper, let alone the words of Thomas Jefferson or the Bill of Rights.
Jonathan Kozel's book, Illiterate America, reflects his preoccupation with the plight of the estimated 60 million adult men and women in the U.S. who can see words but do not know what they mean.
They cannot read the antidote warnings on a bottle of kitchen cleanser in case their baby swallows it by accident.
Or the warnings on non-prescription drugs or a menu.
They can't read road maps. They can't read street signs.
Which means the illiterate seldom travel far from home.
God knows it's hard enough for all of us to understand the phone bills we get these days. The complicated bank statements, credit card bills. Imagine what it's like for people who read either not at all or at something like fourth, fifth grade level.
Jonathan Kozel says there are virtually no jobs in America's high-tech society for people who read below a 10th grader's ability.
16% of whites, 44% of blacks, 56% of Hispanics are illiterate or semi-literate in the English language.
Illiteracy among blacks is 3 times higher than whites, but
the vast majority of illiterate America is white and native-born.
In his book, Illiterate America, published by Anchor Press Doubleday, Jonathan Kozel proposes a massive mobilization against illiteracy. Kozel says the tragedy now costs the nation $120 billion a year in lost productivity, prison cells, and welfare costs. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
By and large, the people who can't read are not people who have any type of brain damage. They're not people who have any type of neurological disorder.
That's writer Jonathan Kozel, who in his book, Illiterate America, puts the blame for illiteracy on understaffed, underfunded schools, apathy, and poverty.
The children of non-readers are high-risk candidates for future failure themselves.
Jonathan Kozel says there's a good chance a fellow worker of yours is unable to read.
Illiterate people tend to devote far more energy to disguising their inability to read than it would ever take to overcome the problem.
But frequently, Kozel says, when the illiterate does come forward to ask for help, he or she is turned away or put on long waiting lists by literacy centers.
Why? Because they said they had lost the federal funds to organize the program.
Jonathan Kozel proposes a full-scale mobilization against illiteracy.
The federal government's spending $1.65 for each illiterate adult in America per year. $100 million for 60 million people, which is less than we spend on military marching bands.
Kozel wants the government to spend $10 billion a year for the next 10 years establishing reading centers in poverty areas staffed by volunteers. And while it might seem like putting the cart before the horse, Kozel would flood poor neighborhoods with free books donated by publishing houses.
There's an awful lot of books either rotting in warehouses or being turned back into pulp, I suppose, in this awful machine called the shredder, which seems an atrocity in an illiterate society.
In his book, Illiterate America, Jonathan Kozel says there is no need for another study of illiteracy or a new commission. The U.S. knows exactly what must be done to turn things around. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.